Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless his holy name, for he is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. This is Pastor Ola Starling with Ola Starling's Ministry. And praise God, we are coming to you today, praise God, from Anointed Word Ministries. This is Pastor Ola Starling, and I'm just glad to be before you tonight, praise God, to just bring forth a word of encouragement to bless your spirit, because I know, praise God, many of us are going through, we're going through perilous times, we're going through hard times, we're going through times, praise God, not knowing where to go, who to turn to, or who, what to say, or who to look to. But I'm here today to let you know, praise God, that you got a person you can turn to that will never turn their back on you. And it's always standing there, arms, saying, come as you are, and I'll in no wise cast you out. I will be right there for you at all times, praise God. I want you to come to me. I look forward to hearing from you. Seek me now that you can find me, for I want to hear from you. I know you. I know you. Praise God. I just thank God, praise God, for that. Praise God, because we're in times right now, my friend. We all need somebody to go to, someone to turn to, someone to talk to, someone to listen to us, somebody to guide us, somebody to lead us, somebody to reach in and lift us up, praise God, out of the muck and the mire clay. And that person is Jesus. And I just like to say, praise God, if the music you hear, I don't own no rights to this music, but I know one thing, he know my name. He know your name. If you're one of his, he know your name. And what he is saying to us tonight, praise God, I am your all-sufficient grace. His grace and his mercy endures forever. And tonight, praise God, I just want to talk with you briefly on all-sufficient grace. We must understand we are all standing on grace. We are standing on grace. All of his sufficient grace, not insufficient, but his sufficient grace is for us. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Praise God, when we're weak, can't do no more, given out. Giving up, his grace, sufficient grace, is made strong. The word of God said, when I'm weak, he makes me strong. And therefore, most gladly, I would rather, praise God, boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ, praise God, may rest upon me. In 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. There has been a great deal of curiosity, praise God, to know what Paul's thorn was in his flesh. That is not, I suppose, one ill which has, praise God, touched humanity, which has been dignified and made to stand in the place of this affliction. The Apostle Paul speaks, praise God, of it as a definite affliction. He had a specific nature. Yes. He prayed that it might be removed. And many times, praise God, we're going through, as God, take this away. Remove it, God. But I heard the word say he will put no more on us than we can bear. Hey, God, and he prayed that it might be removed. And this is the most we know about it, about his affliction. It is very evident that whatsoever the nature of that thorn was, in some way impaired his ministry and personal ability. There are some things that come in our lives that just it gets in our way. We get stuck. We get confused. We want to stop. We don't want to push no further. We want to give up. Won't let us do no more. It was a hindrance for him, an obstacle. It was a limitation. He was weakened, in which Christ's power was to make signally, he made it as an illustration. The severity of his suffering is indicated by the figure. But nothing can be more painful, praise God, or irritating, my Lord, hallelujah, in a small way than the piercing of a thorn sharp and harder to be bored than many dull, heavy, continuous pain. And his repeated solicitation for relief would not have been if the trouble had been most serious. God was letting Paul know, I have my grace, Paul, my grace, my all-sufficient grace is ready, is good for you, whatever you're going through today. Today I've been going through, God's grace is sufficient. It is sufficient. Yes. Hallelujah. Hey God, hey God, hey God. It is very much sufficient. And what he was saying, he said, so the severity of this suffering, it indicated that the pain or the irritating is a small way than the piercing of a thorn and a sharp and hardened to be borne than many dull, heavy, continuous pain. The desire to get rid of the suffering and to repeated prayer for these release, that it may be released from it, whether right enough. They were both natural and proper. Paul carried this trouble, whatever it was, to his God. We are going through things today, praise God. You must realize where you must go. You don't need to go to your friend, not even to the preacher. Go to God. All-sufficient grace, the omnipotent, omniscient God. Hallelujah. The grace-sufficient one. Yes, we must go to him. The reply, praise God, which he received, implement, praise God, the trouble was not removed. He does not explicitly say this. It is left to be inferited. Least I should be, praise God, exalted above the measures through the abundance of the revelation. Hey, there, praise God, we see, was given to me a thorn in my flesh, the messenger of Satan to buff me. The devil let Lord allow something to come up on us to see where we stand or where we fall. But you got to understand something, my friend. The devil can't do anything to you except you get God's permission. If you are a child of God, the devil has to get permission to buff you in your flesh. It should, praise God, at least. If I should be exalted, praise God, above measures through the abundance of this revelation that was given to me, a thorn in my flesh, the messenger of Satan to buff me, that was the object of it being sent to keep down his pride and his vanity. For this I besought the Lord thrice, three times, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for what you're going through. The struggles, the heartaches, grace is sufficient for you. The hard times of not being able to pay your bills, no job, no money, no food, nowhere to stay, God's grace. Hallelujah. Yay. Hey, God, it's sufficient. It's sufficient for you. There's no need, praise God, to panic. The passage, praise God, does not state that it was or that it was not taken away, praise God. It is left to be inferred that it remained. But that was the answer to the prayer. It implements, praise God, that trouble was cured. But not, praise God, by extraction. The nerve, praise God, was killed, although the tooth was not extracted. Come on, Holy Ghost. But it was, praise God, healed. Yes. Because God went to the nerve of the problem and he killed it. He didn't remove it, praise God, in which the trouble are gotten rid of. One is by ejecting them, throwing them away, so that they may cease to be present with us anymore. The other is by keeping them, by growing them over. Or just pray that keeping them, growing them over with such grace and such sustaining power that they cease to be anymore a nuisance, a nuisance. It was in this latter was the trouble Paul was dealt with. God didn't remove his, God gave him, praise God, the grace and sufficient to go through it, praise God. And the pain ceased. It was not extracted. But the pain ceased. You know, praise God, how you have a toothache and you take an antibiotic. They don't take the tooth out right then, but the pain is gone. Hallelujah. Yeah, God. It was in this latter way that the trouble of Paul was dealt with. My grace is sufficient for you, says the Lord. Sufficient has great amplitude in it. It is not simply a promise of help. It is a promise, praise God, that there shall be enough help to meet the emergency. Hallelujah. The power of God has a clear feel, and if when his servants are in trouble, his grace shall be adequate to the need. Hallelujah. See, many times we go through things, we want God to come and move it, stop it, take it away. I don't want to see it anymore. But God has a way. He has a way. Hallelujah. And the way he do things is a perfect way. We praise God, his grace shall be inadequate to our needs. It shall be sufficient for them. Nothing more can be added or imagined. The bounds of such promises includes all possibilities of human experience. It is very, praise God, useful and proper that Christians should bear their troubles to God. I didn't say bring, I said bear their troubles to God. There is a gentle concurrence, conviction in the church and throughout the world. All of the, praise God, the emphasis of prayer. But there are many people, praise God, who prayers are rather gentle than pacific, who prayers are not the advance of God's kingdom, who prayers do not go down to deal with the daily cares and troubles of everyday life. Every Christian believes that he may carry his religious troubles to God. All believe that under great and pressing affliction, men may resort to God with them. But in the case of Apostle, we have an instant of a trouble that carried him to God, which was neither one nor the other of these kind. No, it was not. It is very significant, sword, not spear, not instrument, that indicate great breath of power, but a thorn. He was needled, scratched, pierced. It was a little thing that he called to endure. It was a nuisance of a pagic thong, which, this pun phrase of which, brought pain. But no prevail, which worried him and feathered him, which drew him through and away from higher things and made his life a burden to him. It was a little thing, continued, so that it sums total of affliction was a great deal. It was very irritating. But Paul knew it was all well. Paul knew that God had grace was sufficient for him. Paul knew that when he was made weak, God would make him strong. Drew his thoughts away from the higher things and made his life a burden to him. It was a little thing continuously, praise God, so that it summed the total of affliction was a great deal. That was the thing that three times the apostle went to God with prayer, with praying for release from it. We will therefore, maybe, praise God, maybe we need to just think about what was Paul going through. But we may therefore in prayer bring to God minor vexations, all the things that burden and annoying and hinder us in life, whatsoever takes away our joy. Thus the range of this Christian duty is vastly enlarged. Our life is filled with chiefly little things. Great occasions come seldomly. And praise God, if we execute from prayer little things, we may also as well execute, praise God, exclude life itself. For all the way through, we live by minutes and seconds, every one of which has its own particular relation to our pleasure or pain, our joy or sorrow. There is nothing so small that God does not take consideration of it and consider it. Christ is so united to his people that there is no trial which they bear which he does not hear. Everything that you're going through, God know it, he see it. And he can remove it with the snap of a finger, but no. We must bear our cross. The continuous of pain and trouble with God's people is not an evidence of his displeasure, but oftentimes the contrary. It makes no difference, praise God, what the trouble is. We have a right to carry it to God and ask that it may be removed, or that we may be what? Sustained under it. Yes. To complain on this part of God with either of these conditions is a sufficient answer to our prayers for relief from trouble. Many prayers out of our troubles may be removed and are removed, while many others remain. Many of our troubles are like a snow. When starting as snow, becomes rain before it meet the ground, while others are like snow. When falling to the ground as snow, but which throw through it, it lies there. All went alone. is sure to melt. Spring comes. I mean, it's lagging. It's nagging. It's there. Just won't go away. And to carry the figure forward as the snowdrop becomes the raindrops. And the raindrops, praise God, become the juice of fruit and flowers. So our troubles, praise God, though they fall cold on our branch, melt and carry sap to the root. There's a reason for everything. Troubles that God brings upon his people or permit them to bring upon themselves, which he does not care to take away from them, or which it is not best for them to have removed. Continued troubles are not therefore evidence of God's displeasure. He distinctly affirmed that unless we have such, praise God, such troubles, we cannot be his sons. You have forgotten the exhortation which speaks unto you as unto children. When any Christian is in trouble, God says to him by that trouble. God stay right there and say to him by that trouble, my son, you have forgotten the words of encouragement that address you. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline. Though he, praise God, loves and he chastens everyone he accepts as a son, endures hardship as a discipline, God is treating you as sons. For what son is not disciplined by his father? What son is not disciplined by his father? For the word of God says, if you have not the Spirit of God, you're none of his. If you don't have God's Spirit, the word of God says, you're a bastard and not a son. In Hebrews 12:5-7, this is the word of the Lord. When your troubles is real and painful and you carry it to God and ask for it to be removed, if it is abiding with you, it must be that God is punishing me for my sins and that he is hiding his face from me. No, no, says the voice of God. So far, you are so far from it. I am dealing with you tenderly. I am your heavenly Father, he says, and I love you, and the trouble that I permit to remain with you is one of the evidence of the affliction I cherish towards you. Hard to understand. You love me, but you want to see me in pain. You love me, but you won't remove this pain, God. But you said you are my all-sufficient grace. It is every Christian's duty to have a victory either over his trials or in them. And this last is the better of the two. And far from that, praise God, more glorious, for it is higher, it is exposition of grace to be able to bear trouble, to get rid of it, to be able to endure it more noble than to have nothing to endure. Who would not be a Christian if every time, praise God, everything touch him to hurt him, pray like a shell, a shield stuck right between the weapons and the sensitive skin so that he could always avoid pain? Hey, God, but if trouble really winging the nerve and the muscles of a man, and then A heroism is given to him. A heroism is given to him such that he can't afford to have it continued. There is an awakening in him, a manhood transcended higher than that which would be awakened if the trouble were removed in answer to prayer. God will not move all of our troubles. He will not. Troubles come to make us strong. Troubles come to teach us lessons. God is right there, and he would always protect us. But, and this is the promise of the Savior. Either that it shall be removed, or that grace shall be given with which to bear it. God says, my grace is sufficient for you. I take trouble and bear it, and I will sustain you under it. God will not move every time our troubles come. He will give us the grace to sustain it. Or he will give us the grace to bear it. God's sustaining grace produces a sense of our real weakness, which is most wholesome. For we tend naturally to be arrogant when we are in strength. Prosperity has its effect to puff us up, and a sense of our weakness is a returning to our reason. Jesus. God's grace also what? Humanizes us. Causes us to be sympathized with others. Others, praise God. In the day of our prosperity, we are apt to feel quite independent of our fellow men. But when the day of trouble comes, we find that we stand gently in need of them. Blessed are those troubles that make us feel not only our dependent on God, but our relationship to our fellow men. God's grace upon our troubles develop in us a divine power of faith and hope. We live by faith. We walk not by sight. Praise God. Hallelujah. God by trouble, praise God. Disfranchises the world so that it ceases to be what we trend to make it. We are accused to the nation in the flow of the ordinary affairs. We are liable to be brought into bondage to the custom and the practices and the influence of society. But trouble takes off the vanishing that overlay the raw material things and let us see them just as they are people. God allow these things, praise God, to come up on us that we don't get puffed up. We don't forget where we come from, and we don't think we better than anybody else. God's grace is sufficient. Blessed are they that know how to find heaven without leaving the earth. Blessed are they, the doors of whom closes, when they shut it, shuts out the world. Almighty God guards me against the anxiety about provision for my bodily needs, which is incompatible with childlike trust in our parental care and our bounty. Let me not indulge, praise God, in immoderated concern about the future, but rest for the supplies of all things are in Christ Jesus, because he is the sufficient one and he is our grace. His grace is sufficient for us. We don't have no need, praise God, to look to other things. Look to God and realize he's your sufficient one. He's the one that meets your needs. He's the one that brings you out of trouble. He's the one that heals you. He's the one, praise God, that lifts you. Hey, God, it is Oshaba. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Philippians says it in 4:19. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in the green pastures. He leadeth me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. For his name's sake. He leads me. I'll follow him. Psalms 23:1-3. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose water never fails. Praise God. Isaiah 58:11. If we praise God, we depend upon God and his all-sufficient, because he is not an insufficient God. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. All these things I will give unto you as well. He know the things you desire. He know the things you lack. He know the things you want. He said, but if you seek me first, Matthew 6:33-34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own. Are you worried about what you're going to eat, drink, what you're going to wear? The Bible is the word of God, so don't worry about it. If I'm your father and you're falling in my grace, these things have no impact on you, because God has already met the need. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think, seeing as being from ourselves, but our sufficient is from God. Your sufficient is from God. What is he saying to us? We must always depend only upon him. We must depend upon our Father, all-sufficient God. His grace is sufficient for us. His grace is what keeps us mobile, moving. His grace is what sustains us. His grace, what watches over us. Hallelujah. All-sufficient grace. For in his strength, we are made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, hallelujah, I would rather boast in my infirmities than the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians 12:9. We must know where our help comes from. Our help comes from God, the sufficient God that meets your every need, that knows your thoughts are far off even before you think. Even before you ask it, he already knows it. Hallelujah. Yes, we must understand, praise God, that God is our all in all. He is Alpha and Omega, beginning and the ending. The severity of his strength, we must, praise God, depend upon his all-sufficient grace. His grace is made strong when we are weak. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. There's no other God, no other living God, have the all-sufficient grace. Your grace, your grace, your mercy, your grace and your mercy is sufficient. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your amazing grace. Thank you. And Father, I thank you, Father, for this word tonight. Lord, allow it to soak into my spirit. Allow it, praise to God, to go forward and accomplish. To those that would hear, and those, praise God, that will believe, I pray, praise God, that they shall receive. And Father, until this time, I ask you, praise God, to continue, praise God, to grant your sufficient grace over me, my family, my loved one. Praise God, those close to me, those that know you, praise God, your people, let them know your grace has not, praise God, run weak. Your grace is stronger now than ever before. But praise God, your grace, praise God, your sufficient grace is what we need to make it in these perilous times. Father, I thank you once again for your word. And I'll say to you, I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. In your holy name, Yeshua the Christ. Amen.